Congratulations for the award of Fanorama Manager of the Week. Is that a blessing or a curse?
Yeah, don't know really. It's not something that I sort of pat myself on the back too much about. I think it's more a thank you from my behalf to everyone that helps and does all the stuff behind the scenes that probably doesn't get noticed, from all the coaching staff to the guys that do the S&C, that do the physios, and everyone that really helps what happens on the match day for the players, and to the players, of course, who are performing so well.
Looking at the Halifax game, is it an indication of just how far you've come that equaliser felt like such a punch to the solar plexus?
No, yeah, definitely. I think the sort of spirit we played at. You know, I really felt it was a tricky pitch, but you know, we dealt with the conditions well. We was brave to still play and play some good stuff. Still more to come from us. Definitely believe that. They're a real strong side, especially at home. It was only a couple of weeks ago they was thoroughly beaten Chesterfield. So we know that they had a lot of quality in their ranks, but for us to go and give such a good performance was really, really pleasing.
Talking of the equaliser, Sykes Kenworthy looked absolutely gutted, and yet the consensus is he was probably just very unlucky. Is it important not to let him be too hard on himself about that?
No, yeah, we've obviously, like Joe, Stead goalkeeper coach, has done fantastic with the goalkeepers. He's, you know, really does look into their well-being as well, and spend a bit of time with George, and he seems in a really good place. The key thing was to say that he was so close to coming away with a clean sheet at a real tough place, and it would have done his confidence the world good. And we just wanted to, you know, reiterate that to him, that he was that close, and what better way to for his confidence to now get a clean sheet in front of the home fans.
Yeah, and obviously that keeps the consistency as well. Talking of great performances, Marvellous Marvin, has he surprised himself with just how big an impression he's made?
No, I don't think so. He's got a lot of confidence in himself, but you know, one thing about Marv, he's determined to keep on improving. He would definitely look at his game and see areas that he can work on and get better, and that's one thing I really like about him, his character. He would have come in expecting this kind of impact. The first thing he said to me is, I want to get stuck into a player and show what I'm all about. That's the first thing we wanted to do here in front of the home fans, and I knew he'd bring that, I knew he'd bring the energy that we needed. And yeah, still keep on pushing Marv, because there's definitely more to come from him.
So the opponents are Eastleigh, they've only won 1 in 7, so although you're both on the same points, 50 points, the momentum's with you. Is that important?
Yeah, it is, but you know, they'll be looking to gain some momentum themselves, and what better way of beating a team that's in the round you in the table to gain some momentum, and a team that's, you know, finding a bit of form. So we want to keep that form going, and they want to obviously try to start a run themselves. So yeah, we won't look too much into that. I think, you know, I've got to put that to one side and just focus on us finding our consistency and our performance levels come Saturday.
And I get the impression you're not just looking for 3 points, you're looking for 9 by the end of the season, so you go off on a high and look forward to next season.
That would obviously be a dream scenario, but this level, at this stage of the season, to win 3 on the bounce like we did previously and to do it again is going to be difficult, but that's got to be the challenge. But before that, we can't get too carried away. We've just got to focus solely on Saturday and trying our hardest to come away with 3 points. And if not, just to make sure that we get something from the game.
And just how much is the psychology important as well? Because it shows, and you mentioned previously, when there was that dodgy run at the beginning, that the players were good, they just needed to believe in themselves.
No, yeah, definitely. I still felt it at times, you know, after the Altrincham game, still felt that there was some good bits of play within that. There's obviously some very bad bits of play, but it's all very well me sort of saying that I believe they're good players. When they start winning and getting good performances against good teams, then they start believing in themselves, and I can definitely sense that. You sense that in training. The tempo of training's, you know, gone up a few levels since we arrived, and that's just coming from sheer confidence and belief in their own ability.
And a bumper crowd on Saturday will obviously make it a huge arena for them to perform again.
No, exactly that, and that was the message that, you know, I said to them this morning, that, you know, this is what you want to enjoy in football is playing in big crowds in front of unbelievable stadiums, and to get those fans on side. And I think, you know, if they see their team performing and leaving everything out there, then these fans will get behind you. And I'm sure the players, not just myself, has really enjoyed the last couple of home games and felt the crowd and what they can produce here. And we want to feel that a few more times, but it's definitely a crowd to relish playing in front of. That's been the message to the players. I've got two home games now, I just really look to enjoy it. And we want big crowds here on a regular basis, and we want players that enjoy and thrive playing in mental conditions.
Thanks and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.